It's lovely to be with you all this morning. The Bible's amazing, isn't it? There's so many new things that we can find when we open the Bible, and so many lessons that we can learn in passages that are very familiar to us. Today we're going to hopefully get some new lessons. One of the things that I remember when I was flying for MAF many years ago was turbulence. And you'd be flying along in completely clear air and suddenly the whole plane is jumping all over the place. And of course, as a pilot, you have to be careful because a plane is stressed up to a certain level. Go beyond that level in turbulence and it'll tear the wings off. So you do have to be careful. But having said that, that will probably reduce the number of people flying internationally. If you look out the window, you'll see the wings doing that anyway. Have you noticed that? Yeah, you have. Okay. And that's all perfect. As long as they're doing that, you're fine. But in a small plane like I was flying, turbulence was an issue that you had to be aware of. Isaiah 65 comes during a period of great turbulence for the Israelites. They had all sorts of issues to deal with, all sorts of problems. And this chapter, it comes in the middle of them being assailed on all sides. The Israelites had nations around them that were causing all sorts of problems and threatening them. And the chapter that we're looking at, you could summarize it for two words. It's judgment and salvation. Now, for many people looking into this passage, they would think, well, you could get two sermons out of this, verses 1 to 16 and then 17 to 25. But when I looked at this chapter, I found actually there's five sections in there, five different emphases that I wanted to bring to your attention this morning. I'm going to read Isaiah 65, verse 1. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here am I, here am I. Now, in the previous chapters to chapter 65, we see the people crying out to God and asking him to help them. And they were saying, we continue to sin against you and against those who followed you, and you were angry and so on. Now, who actually is verse 1 being spoken to? God suddenly says, I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. The interesting thing is, the great thing is, it was to the non-Israelites. Right in this section, this verse, God is speaking to the non-Israelites. And that's you and me. We're included in God's plan. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 10, two verses, starting at verse 20. Paul was talking about the Israelites who did not believe and also talking about the Gentiles. He says, Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long have I held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. So the good news is we're actually included in the gospel, in the salvation plan. Now, isn't it great to know that you've been included when you weren't actually expecting to be included? Susan and I were visiting one of our daughters in Brighton some years ago, and we decided we would come back along the coast rather than going on the M23 and the M25 and all the other M's. And so we were coming along the coast, came through Rye. When we got to Rye, it's about time we had some lunch. So we stopped the car, parked the car, and we decided to walk up the high street and look for a Chinese or an Indian restaurant. Sure enough, to our great delight, we found an Indian restaurant. Went in, it was lunchtime, lots of people around, and I thought, goodness, this is a popular place. And as we walked around and went to find somewhere to sit, I noticed a guy with a chain around his neck and a big lump on the middle of it. And I realised he was probably the mayor. And then I realised, hang on a minute, this is probably the opening day of the Indian restaurant. And sure enough, it was. So I went to one of the key people from the restaurant. I said, look, I'm really sorry. We just walked in off the street and we can see you're having a little private party.